Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell's with the Jets. Odell Beckham is in Cleveland. The one thing hasn't changed, where I'm putting my mind on all the games. My bookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. It has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sportsbook, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least 100 grand, and it costs only 100 bucks to enter. All you gotta do is pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and square your share of the huge cash prize pool. And right now, if you make your first deposit, they'll double it. Use promo code CHAIR to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie.ag. And don't forget to use the promo code CHAIR when creating your account and claim the bonus. You bet, you win, you get paid. All right, guys, welcome. And it's Vlad Harris, another Panther Rants podcast. That's, you know, my second podcast in 2 days in a row. I'm working from home again today, and I figured, why not? I got Wayne's World on. It's on IFC. And after this, Wayne's World 2 is on. Right now, Cassandra's playing. You know, this is where Tia Carrere makes her introduction, although she was in some other movies before this. A lot of, like, R-rated movies you'd see late at night she was in. I think she was naked in some of them, too, I think. I'd have to go confirm that somewhere. But I do remember seeing her in some late-night movies on HBO. And there she is. Oh, man, look at the outfit she's got on, the stockings. And there's two guys obviously fighting right now. And there she goes. She's kicking ass. Man, she looks good. I remember her stock was so high when that. I mean, that's one thing that came out was. I mean, yeah, and there's Wayne checking her ass out, but she doesn't really have much of one. I mean, she overall though, she has a good body. I mean, so all right. I just remember when she, you know, when this came out. Yeah, her stock was pretty high, and she became very popular at that point. Although by Wayne's World 2, it kind of like tapered off a little bit. I didn't mind Wayne's World 2. I mean, was there a Wayne? No, there wasn't a Wayne's World 3, I don't think. I would hope not. I think after 2, it just, you know, we all got the point. But great movie. You know, I remember, I think I saw it twice in the theaters. Yeah, I saw it twice. That's how popular it was. And of course, Bohemian Rhapsody got back on the Billboard, I remember. And it was, yeah, because this was right around the time. It came out in 91. And I believe, yeah, it was not too long after Freddie Mercury died. And of course, it just, you know, it had a rebirth, the song itself. But after this, Wayne's World 2 comes on, and, you know, Christopher Walken's in that. I guess he's the, he plays the record exec for Cassandra, and of course he wants to marry her, and yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. And of course there's Wayne Stock, and then the guy who plays Jefferson off of Married with Children, is on there as well, and he's Mr. Scream. But in this one, you got Rob Lowe as the bad guy, as always, and that's one thing about Rob Lowe is, you know, he's very good in playing the arch villain. I mean, it's easy for Rob to be a sleazebag, so he's just good at it, you know. Some people get sick of their roles and they end up doing writing. I mean, that's kind of what William Zabka did with Cobra Kai. Zabka was always getting bully roles, and he got tired of it. You know, it got old with him, and because that's all they would give him. because he was, he obviously was Johnny on Karate Kid, one. Then he was Chaz Darby, I believe. I think that's what his name was. And Back to School with, with Rodney Dangerfield. And, of course, he was Greg Toland off of Just One of the Guys. He was the bully there as well. So he got tired of all the jock bullshit bully roles. And he just went and did something else. But anyways, let's get to the 2019 college football season. Is I'm going to talk about who I like for the playoff and who I like for each conference. So let's get to the meat of it. Let's get to my top four. Clemson is an obvious one. Now, they got Trevor Lawrence, and their key loss on offense is Hunter Renfrow, but they have a loaded team still. They're replacing their front four in defense, so that's going to be, something to watch. On top of that, early in the season, I guess they got Texas A&M, and they got Syracuse. Yeah, Clemson opens the season at home against Georgia Tech, which should be a breeze because Tech is going through a transition from the Paul Johnson to, basically they're just screwed. Then they're home against Texas A&M. That should be a tough game, but that's pretty winnable because it's at home. But I think Jimbo will give them a scare because A&M came on towards the end. If you're betting that game, you should probably watch the spread. I think A&M can at least win the game with the points. Then they go at Syracuse, and Syracuse has their ground offense. They suck on defense. Excuse me, I'm drinking water. But their top three, their first three games aren't easy, but they are winnable. If anything, their offense is going to outscore their team's offense. My second team is Bama. Basically, it's just lock. It's reload for them. The key with them is they need to protect Tua because he hates pressure. And if you look at their schedule, it's just a freaking breeze. They open with Duke. They should win that game. New Mexico State, they should win. Then they're at South Carolina, and then Southern Miss, Mississippi. If you look at their entire schedule, they should be able to go through this without losing a single game. So I got them as my number two team. My number three team is Georgia. And basically they have a chance. I think they could overtake Bama this year for the SEC title. They got all the pieces in place. The one key game they got early in the year is Notre Dame, and it's at home. And luckily for them, it's at home. But the Notre Dame, this game itself is pretty critical for both teams because the winner of this game, I think, could determine who gets in the playoff later in the year. And we'll talk about Notre Dame as a possibility for the number four team as soon as we get to them. But I think this year we probably see two SEC teams back in the playoff again. I know people don't like that, but I looked at all the conferences, and there's nobody from the Big 12 that convinces me. People love Oklahoma. Even with Jalen Hurts, I'm just not convinced that they're gonna be in the top four. Texas, You could think Texas is a possibility, but I'm just, you know, I don't think they're ready yet. I think they'll compete for the Big 12 title, possibly win it. But I don't see anyone from the Big 12 going in the college football playoff. Pac-12, it's the same story as well. Oregon, obviously, is the favorite, along with Washington. Although, I had Washington go into the playoff last year, at least I thought they would. Because, you know, Chris Pearson's been doing, he's been killing it in recruiting. He's been getting a lot of NFL talent. But I just, you know, Pac-12, I just don't see anybody there. But Washington could be a possibility. You can even throw in Utah. Utah always competes for a division. They, you know, and there's really nobody that can challenge him. USC could be a possibility, and we'll dig into all that here in a moment as we dig down. And my number four team I got is Ohio State. Obviously, they're changing coaches, but it should be a seamless transition. They got Justin Fields as their quarterback, and they have a loaded team as always. I mean, they've been loaded. And I don't, you know, people, and if you look at their conference as well, which will, yep, like everything else, we'll get into. And here I am talking about it. Just don't see anybody challenging them in their conference either. I don't, you know, Michigan, I think, will, you know, Michigan just, they need a lot of help. They have a long way to like catch Ohio State. It's just, Michigan's dug themselves in so much of a hole, and I don't think they realize how much. Now, let's talk about Notre Dame, for instance. I have them as a possible, you know, those are my four teams. I have Clemson, Bama, Georgia, and Ohio State. Notre Dame, I have as a possibility. But if you look at their schedule, they open it with Louisville, at Louisville. That should be an easy one. Same with New Mexico. But then they have to go to Athens, Georgia at night. And it's a Saturday night game in Athens against Georgia. That's not going to be an easy game for them. But the winner of this game, I think, could possibly determine who is getting into the playoff. So Notre Dame has to win it. But even if they do win, they have to go at home the next week to play Virginia. And Virginia, as we know, is, and as you guys all know, according to all the pundits, Virginia is this new juggernaut in the ACC. So, you know, maybe we should throw Virginia as a top four, you know, for the playoff as well, because, you know, they're obviously turning the corner. I mean, Virginia's become the new Rutgers. You remember when Rutgers was like the remember when Rutgers was always turning the corner and that they were going to be this freaking perennial program? We heard it every year about Rutgers. I have a feeling it's going to be the same crap with Virginia as well. It's going to be, oh, you know, Broncos doing it. They're going to win the games this year, and they're going to, you know, just bowl through everything. I have a feeling that's what we're going to hear. That's what's trending for Virginia. I guess for a Virginia fan, you love it because people are kissing your behind and you get some good attention. I don't know. You know, then they got Bowling Green at home, but then they got, look at this slate. They got USC at home, but they got Michigan the next game, but it won't be for another 16 days. And they have to go, I mean, they're at home against USC, but then they got to go to Ann Arbor and play. Then, you know, not too long after that, they got Virginia Tech, Duke, Navy, Boston College, and Stanford. So, on paper, Notre Dame kind of has a murderer's row of, I mean, it's a tough schedule, but if they get through it, they're gonna be in the playoff. The way things shape up, I mean, if they have one loss, they may still get in. But yeah, if Notre Dame can get through a schedule with at least one loss, I think they get in. But it's gonna, you know, it'll determine, you know, who does what. I mean, people thought Georgia should have gone last year despite losing their title game. But, you know, they lost other games before that. I mean, if they would have been, if Georgia would have been, like, say, like a zero loss team and they lost their conference game, title game, they probably would have got in. But, you know, you can't keep rewarding teams, you know, for this type of stuff. And, of course, if we would have had another two SEC teams in, then, you know, more people are going to bitch about expanding the playoffs because, you know, it's not fair two SEC teams get in. Anyways, guys, I'd like to take a second to introduce our newest friends from SeatGeek. Let them take the confusion on your ticket buying experience. Still shopping dozens of sites to find the best deal. Let SeatGeek do the work for you. Their app scans the web for the best deals of your favorite game, concert, or show, and rates on a scale of 0 to 10 to let you know if you're getting the best bang for your buck. A green dot makes great deals, yellow dot good deals, and red dot, not so good. Use promo code ACAA at checkout to receive $20 off your first purchase. That's two free beers on it to stain on them. What are you waiting for? That's promo code ACAA for $20 off your first purchase. SeatGeek likes the event. We have the tickets. All right, guys. Now, let's talk about the conference projections. Obviously, in the ACC, I have Clemson winning that. That's a given. I think the homer me has a Clemson-Pitt rematch. And I think a Clemson-Pitt rematch would be good for this conference. Pitt has been shown, you know, to be one of the few teams in the ACC that has the balls to beat Clemson and challenge them. And I think with a revamped offense, hopefully by then, we can obviously give them a game this time rather than have announcers try to say, you know, act like we have a chance, even though we had no chance after halftime. People love Syracuse, and I get it, but I think in Florida State, which I have no idea why, I think NC State ends up finishing second place to Clemson, not Syracuse. So ACC, obviously, we got Clemson. The Big Ten, I have Ohio State winning that. They people seem to love Michigan, and, you know, I'm just not buying it. I just don't think Michigan has the players right now to beat Ohio State. And, you know, Shea Patterson didn't have a bad season, but I just can't see him being Ohio State. I mean, they're no, I think the streak continues for Ohio State over Michigan. But, you know, there's some honorable mentions. I mean, Penn State can probably win probably at least 9 or 10 games. You know, depending how they have the talent, it just depends on how things shape up there. Michigan State was top 10 in defense last year. And the only thing that was killing them was their offense. If they can continue what they did on defense from last year and get their offense going, they can compete. They can be competitors as well in this conference. But I mean, basically, it's Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan State, and then just everybody else. People love Nebraska in the West. I'm not sure if Scott Frost is ready for that right now. I mean, they got some talent coming in, but I just don't see it right now, right away. I think, if anything, it's going to be probably Iowa and Wisconsin to determine the West. But overall, it's Ohio State's conference to lose at this point. It's an Ohio State world, and they're all living in it. Big 12, I like Texas this year. I like Oklahoma. I'm just not really buying the I'm just not buying them right now, especially as they playoff candidate as well. Yeah, as I'm going to look at their schedule here, but. I mean, yeah, it's possible, but I'm just not really buying the whole thing with Jalen Hurts right now. I mean, but then again, they did wonders with Kyler Murray as well. I mean, they you know, he was a transfer, and it worked out for them. They did wonders. I just think after, you know, Texas finished on a very high note, and I think that they take control of the Big 12 once again, at least for this year. Do I see Texas as a serious opponent for the playoff? You can factor them as a possibility. I mean, their home is Louisiana Tech, and of course they got LSU the next week, which should be a big game for them. And then they got to play at Rice, and if you look at their Texas schedule, they can actually run through their schedule. They just got to beat Oklahoma. But do I see it happen? Who knows? I mean, it just depends. But yeah, I like Texas in the Big 12. Pac-12, Oregon obviously is one of the big favorites. And there's also Utah. I think Utah takes the South because there's no really serious challenge for them right now. USC could possibly challenge them as they got a new offensive coordinator, Graham Harrell. And, of course, they got plenty of talent, but I'm just, you know, there's a lot of speculation going on there. USC just really doesn't want their coach anymore, and too much garbage going on. But I think Utah takes the South Division, and I like Washington to take the North. Oregon gives them a challenge, but I think Chris Pearson's really starting to get a hold on this. I mean, he's had a hold on the Pac-12, and I just don't see anybody challenging him. I mean, yeah, there's Oregon, but it's Oregon. And finally, the SEC, because we got, let's see, Clemson, ACC, Big Ten, Ohio State, Big 12, Texas, Washington, the Pac-12. So we got the SEC. And obviously I'm going with Bama. I think Georgia has an obvious chance to overtake them. I'm not buying it until I see it. So but here's the thing, Georgia obviously, if they drop that Notre Dame game, they're probably going to have to win out. Yeah. They're going to have to win out, and probably they're going to have to win their conference title game, and that's going to be probably against Bama. But if they can get through their schedule and defeat and lose their conference game, title game, I think they can get in the playoffs. And I just, you know, if you look at their schedule, you know, they can get through Notre Dame, and it's I think the rest of it's going to be a breeze for them. I mean, sure, you know, they may have some tough games in the SEC, but I think everything is lined up for them to have both them and Bama be undefeated going into their title games. So, we shall see what happens. I mean, you could say Florida will challenge them, Tennessee, yeah, but overall, I just, you know, we're looking at probably another year for Florida and maybe like Tennessee to challenge Georgia. So there we go. There's my five. And Clemson, Bama, Georgia, Ohio State in for the playoff. Some possibilities, Notre Dame and Texas. I just don't buy Oklahoma yet, but you can probably throw them in as well as a possibility. That's really about it. I mean, of course this is all on paper as we read previews, because we can read previews and look at rosters all we want. All that matters is what happens on the field. And that's what we're going to see. And so, anyways, I'm done here, guys, because, you know, I have not much else to talk about. But that is my, those are my thoughts for the season. And we'll talk next week, and I will preview the first week of college football. Or weekend, I should say. Anyways, guys, Hell to Pit. Talk to you later.